Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision. Shift happens, and in this clip, we have Allegiant Credit Union's very own Amy Downs talking about domestic terrorism and how it's really come about in the last few years, but it actually happened way back in the last century when she was involved, not that it was that long ago, but when she was involved in the Oklahoma City bombing very personally. She was actually in the building and trapped for quite a while. So she gives us that experience and how it helped shape her viewpoint of credit unions from that point on to now, where she is now CEO of Allegiant. So really good stuff here from Amy, so check it out.
April 19th, 1995, everything changed because that is when a bomb went off that killed 168 people in Oklahoma City in the federal building. It was the first act of domestic terrorism in the United States. I remember at that time, the words that I hated and heard in the news were unprecedented. And there's going to be a new normal, and some of those words we're hearing right now, I remember hearing over and over again in 1995. And out of the 168 people that were killed, somewhere around approximately 100 of these people, they had accounts at our credit union. So another reason why it was so important to open back up as quick as possible, which we opened 48 hours later, was because all of these families needed to bury their loved ones. So they needed access to their money. And then so many other people were injured, and we needed to be able to be open so that they could get to their money, you know? And it was a time, I remember members coming in and just hugging and crying and just wanting to talk about their favorite loan officer or, you know, whoever it was that they cared about. And it was a time where it was tragic, and it was filled with grief, and it was horrible, absolutely horrible. But it was also a time where community came together. Credit unions came together, and people came together to help us. I remember before the bombing, thinking that really large credit unions, they were just like a bank. Yeah, I was one of those people that talked ugly about the big billion-dollar credit unions because, oh, they're not really a credit union because they're so big. Well, who came to our aid? The really big evil credit union in town offered us free space inside their building to take over their mock teller training area as our own. So we opened up 48 hours later. Wow. In another credit union's office. We have to realize that our credit unions, we cannot bury our heads in the sand on the social issues and also the issues of pivoting to serve our members. So if you're a credit union, you need to be figuring out how to serve your community as virtual as possible.
Thank you very much, Amy, and stay tuned for more coverage of the Underground Collision here on CU Broadcast.